Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and we are in the... Where are we? We're in Record Breakers in the back room, which I will refer to as the Rush Room right now because I can see eight Rush posters and or flags. And that has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about. We're talking to Paul M. Davis.
That is me.
And you write for Is Greater Than.
I edit. And
you edit Is Greater Than.
Yes, edit and founded Is Greater Than.
Why did you found Is Greater Than? What made you I need to do something that will lose me money consecutively and consistently?
Because I'm all about just, you know, chaotic enterprises that make me no money, just give me endless furnace of frustration.
Why did you want to be a writer?
Because writing is about the only thing that I have done since a child that I hated less than everything else I did.
Have you liked anything in life ever?
Yeah, I like some
things. Name one thing.
I like hanging out with my wife.
Oh, you like hanging out? How'd you meet your wife?
Let's see. She is a ex-girlfriend of my best friend. They broke up, had a terrible...
Whenever you hear my
breakup.
Best friend's girlfriend by the Cars, do you feel a tingle of
a
joy?
A little bit.
Because that's not your girl.
No, I am the other guy.
Why are you happy about that?
Because he was the one who set it up.
He set this up?
Yeah, he set it up. This was years after they broke up.
Okay. Did you know her when they were together?
No.
Okay, that makes more sense.
There was 5 years.
Oh, that's,
five
that
years
makes a lot
gap.
Of sense. What does she do?
She is a director.
A director of what?
Directs theater.
What kind of theater? Where does she direct?
She has directed with Red Tape Theater and works with Second Story.
So she's in the artistic community as well. She understands what you're trying to do.
Exactly.
What are you trying to do?
I am trying to ultimately make money off writing exclusively. And as a backup plan, I would like to make money doing something that I... don't totally hate. So,
what is something that you don't totally hate besides writing and hanging out with your wife? That's the only things you've said so far that you don't hate.
That's a good question. I do like surfing the internet, sharing items.
How
that
old
I found
are you?
You know, 33.
Surfing the internet. Jesus Christ.
I like playing music.
Okay, are you in a band?
I was back in the day.
Didn't you also have a record label?
I did.
I did a little bit of research on you, sir.
A little bit of research.
I did.
Went to my about page.
Oh, yeah. It was easy. It's great. Yes. Thank you so much. By the way, thanks for not wearing your glasses, making it hard to identify you.
I'm sorry about that.
By the way, good tie.
Thank you very much.
I think everyone else looks like a bum, a transient of sorts, and they should consider suicide, because if you can't afford a tie, I could give you money for a rope. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Let's be proper, everybody. Okay, back to Paul.
I felt like I'd make an effort.
I appreciate that, and I'm looking at the two males in the room that didn't wear a tie, and they're not looking back at me out of shame. They have a lot of shame in their heart right now. Okay, you had a record label. What was your record label?
My record label was Warning Sign Records.
What was on Warning Sign Records?
We put out a number of compilations that were punk-influenced country music.
Where are you from?
I am originally from Santa Cruz, California.
Was a lot of this music from Santa Cruz, California?
Some of it was. Most of it was from just the Pacific Northwest and Santa Cruz, California.
Why did you leave
Bay
Santa
Area.
Cruz?
Because there are about three career tracks in Santa Cruz, California.
Surfing?
Tattoo arts.
Really?
Running a coffee shop and becoming a meth addict.
If you wanted to be a real writer, I think you would have stayed in Santa Cruz because all those things seem like stereotypical things writers do.
It's true.
Why? What? I know you said you just became a writer because it's the thing you hate the least, but that's probably true, but you don't hate it.
No, I love it. I love it. I do. I find the actual process of it really frustrating.
What do you mean, like the process of it?
Oh, you know, I sit down and there's just, I've got a blank screen in front of me. And a million thoughts that I have a hard time getting out of my head, and, you know.
Who's one of your favorite writers?
That's a good question.
I know. I'm full of them. I only ask a few, though. I like to save them for later. Like a Starburst. I don't like eating the whole pack of Starburst at once. It's a once-every-eighth-month thing.
It depends on the genre of writer, I guess.
Okay, give me one.
Okay.
Help me out.
Right now, I really like the work that Ken Lane does on Wonkat.com.
Okay. Okay, but that's someone on Wonkat.
Yeah.
That's online.
Right.
Why do you like his writing?
Because it is just obscene response to the current political climate. It
would you
articulate the type of outrage?
Are you a political person?
I would consider myself that way.
Let's pigeonhole exactly where you stand politically, so everyone that doesn't believe in you will turn this podcast off.
It depends on who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to any of my,
you're talking to your wife. You're talking to someone that you could tell anything to.
Oh, you know, your typical 30-something leftist.
You're a leftist.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you hate the free market then?
Oh, I don't hate the free market.
Why are you lying to me right now?
I'm a fan of the free market.
Okay. Why do you live in denial?
That's a good question.
I know, isn't it? Is it because you're a writer? Why do you like this sketch from Juan Kett? Just because he can get a lot of political outreach. So what? Mm-hmm. So does Bill O'Reilly. I mean,
it's true.
Why does that make it good? You know, because what that pause means?
Comedic,
good question.
The comedic tone is something that I identify with.
In an ideal world, if money wasn't an issue and you can get any job you wanted, what would you be doing?
I would be writing exclusively.
But what would you be writing?
I'd be writing mostly narrative nonfiction, probably.
How often do you do that?
I would say about 2 to 3 times a month.
That's it?
Yeah,
you've
terrible.
Disappointed me.
I'm sorry.
Sir. You really need to go home right now and write and keep a schedule.
It's true.
Do you hate me now for chastising you?
No, I don't.
I think you should. You need more confidence because you should punch me in the face from all the mean things I'm saying about you. No,
but
no,
they're
no,
all
no.
true.
Ernest Hemingway wrote 10,000 words every day before he did anything. He also had hemorrhoids, so he wouldn't sit down while he wrote. He put his typewriter on the mantle of his fireplace and wrote and was angry and inevitably killed himself. I'm not saying that that's the route of a good writer, but I'm saying that there's something to that.
No, I totally agree.
What would make you write more?
Probably not having a daily IT job.
Not to knock your job, but it seems like if you know your IT job, if you know what's going on around you, you can easily conquer all of that.
It's true.
And have a lot of free time every single day and be on the clock and write.
This is true.
What prevents you from doing that? And I'm only asking you this because I think it's very, very common. I also try to write. I was an English major. I try to write music as well. And there are millions of excuses why not to.
Okay. Well, I will give you one excuse that I don't think is completely legitimate. But I do.
That I want to hear it.
It is the excuse that I'm offering up that comes to mind right now. I have a daily job, and I actually do a fair amount of freelance paid writing for a few alt weeklies.
You have a lot of credits.
I'm not saying that, you know, trying to gain credits.
I am. You do. No, you have a lot of credits. You're not a lazy man, but continue.
But doing a certain amount of professional writing in my off time cuts into my ability to do more creative writing.
Isn't there a way to bridge the gap?
I would like to think so.
What are you doing to make it better? Are you doing anything to make it better?
Or I
have
am.
You, I'm not... Take this as you may. Mm-hmm. Have you given up?
No, I have not.
Why?
Because
this could be inspiring, hence the question.
No, I actually, absolutely. I actually will be quitting my IT job in a couple
Don't
of months.
Don't do that. How are you going to pay rent?
I've got money, all my freelance income from all my freelance writing.
That's
I've been
a month
it.
Of rent.
No, it's actually a few months of rent.
Ooh, good job.
I know.
That's not sarcasm. Good job.
No, I've been working on it.
That's insane.
So,
but an IT job seems like the best fucking job. Like Harvey Pekar worked at the file clerk office at the VA for a reason. It allowed him to do everything he wanted to do creatively and have a steady income. Why quit an IT job? You probably have insurance.
I do.
That's awesome. Don't lose that.
My wife is about to go to grad school, and she can insure both of us.
What's she going to go for?
She's got doing an MFA in directing.
Do you have kids?
No.
Do you ever want kids?
No.
Good.
Yes.
Good, because you would make a lot of mistakes if
this
you wanted
part
kids.
Of the plan.
Why do you want kids?
I don't know. I can't deal with them. I don't understand them.
What do your parents think about that?
They're a little bemused. My mother's from England, and she's about 75 years old, and she doesn't really understand my wife and I. And
well,
our
if
situation.
You're 33, she had you relatively late in
yes,
life.
She
probably thinks like, oh, he'll turn around.
I think she's given up on that. She did that throughout my 20s when I was playing in bands.
What bands were you in?
I was in a bunch of bands you've never heard of.
We probably played a show together, sir.
No, these were all in Santa Cruz. I was in a band called Mule Train. Mm-hmm. We were a punk country band. I was in a band called The Shakes, which was a garage punk band. And we were generally pretty incompetent.
Because you were in a band.
Yes.
Isn't that frustrating, though? I'm sure you weren't the incompetent one. I've never been the incompetent one in any band I've been in.
This is part of why I moved to Chicago.
It's insane! It's mm-hmm. like, how could you want to do something so bad and then not do anything ever right. to help that? I don't get it!
I had a moment of truth when I met my wife, and she was living in Chicago, or the woman who became my wife. I was playing in a band, and the band members had no real interest in doing anything other than playing local clubs.
This is in
Chicago. I wanted to go on tour. No, this was in California. And I had a wonderful woman that I'd met who lived in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, fuck this. I'm going to move to Chicago, see how it goes.
I still think you can do both, though.
I agree.
I don't know. I'm really frustrated with music right now. And, I saw John Spencer Blues Explosion at the Pitchfork Festival, and it turned me around. I'm like, fuck it. We're getting the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Blues Brothers. I stole the title from this for this podcast. The Blues Brothers is why I want to do 90% of what I want to do creatively. It's like, it's not because it's good or it's not because it's bad. It's not because of what it says, because we can do this. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can. It's all that idealism. And I don't understand why band members don't have that. I don't understand why writers like yourself who want to write more don't write more. You have it in you. You are getting published. You have a way to pay rent with your writing. Mm-hmm. That's insanely awesome.
It is. It's incredible.
Why aren't you writing more then? You don't have a kid.
No, it's a great question.
Answer it.
I look at too much bullshit online.
Stop it.
I totally agree.
Has looking at bullshit online ever helped you?
Rarely. It mostly frustrates me.
What is it like? Okay, I'm on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on Facebook, and the only reason why I'm on both of them is because I was like, I gotta promote the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Shows
I follow your
brain.
Twitter.
I know. I follow you too. And we're just meeting for the first time, which proves how bullshit Twitter is.
Yes.
My point is this: I get really frustrated when people I kind of know on Twitter post something or anything,
mm-hmm.
and it angers me beyond belief. Specifically when they talk about the entertainment industry. Or booking stuff, or club, anything that I do and know about, and then they post their opinion, and I get angry.
Right.
That's insane. That's my fault.
Right.
I know that, yet I am compelled to look at this. My only saving grace is I only look at this stuff when they comment on something I post, or I'm at work. Okay?
Right.
So I can justify that. While I'm at home, I never look at that shit, so it doesn't bother me. You look at that shit. Why do you look at that?
I don't know.
You do know. We all know. Do you think they're going to say something about yourself?
No, it has nothing to do with that. I think it's just it's an addiction.
No, it's not an addiction. I completely disagree. It's not an addiction. It's a bad habit. We can break these
okay,
habits.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's not an addiction. You could wake up the next day and not do it, correct?
This is true.
Well, then why don't you? What does your wife think of this?
She is...
I'm just talking way too much. I need you to talk, buddy. I'm getting way too drunk and talking way too much.
No,
and
you're
smarter than me. Let's go.
She is pretty suspicious of the internet. And she works in the theater. And she has no reason to have any interest in the internet. Because I feel like a lot of us who are writers, who are trying to make a living doing our writing, get a little too obsessed with, oh, I got to be on Twitter, I got to be on Facebook, I got to be doing all this bullshit. That is actually distracting from the actual process of creating.
Twitter and Facebook, inherently nothing wrong with them.
No, I totally agree.
The irony is, you pick who you follow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You're picking out people you know will make you angry, yet you do it.
That's an incredible insight.
I know. I'm fucking brilliant, only because I've had 5 beers in with no food. I am so smart. By the way, Shinerbach, I love your beer. I'd love for you to give me some money to sponsor this podcast. Shinerbach, money, money, money.
I would endorse it. I listen to the podcast. I really enjoy it.
I think you're lying, but even so, you're my favorite guy right now.
I am not lying
at all. I will beat a motherfucker up for you. You want to fight somebody? Not together. We'll lose. We both have ties on. We're classy gentlemen. You know what? I think we can get people to fight for us because we have ties.
I think so. We can just sit back here.
I really like you.
I like you, too.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah, this is going on.
Bro-timing it up,
bro time.
Everybody.
What's up?
Let's plug your shit, and all then right. We'll do a question.
I edit a online literary journal, culture blog called isgreaterthan.com. And all my professional and non-professional writing is at Paul Davis, paulmdavis.com.
I love that you use your middle initial, paulmdavis.com. No
Search
offense.
Engine optimization.
Paul Davis, boring as shit name.
It is. Paul, it's terrible.
Paul M. Davis, fucking great name. Well, there's middle ground. You have no middle ground.
There's about five other Paul Davises on Twitter, on the Google. Like
Paul M. Davis, fucking awesome. Separated you went from shit to awesome.
Thank you.
Good job. All right, let's end this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. It's an awful book. Please pick a question from 1 to 260.
187.
I love that people pause every single time they pause. Like, really? Okay. Did you pick 187 because it's murder?
Yep.
Good.
It was the case that gave me.
Shut the fuck up. If you could live someone else's life for a week, just to see what it would be like, would you want to? If so, who would you pick and why? Living or dead?
Living or dead.
That's me. I added that because that question was bullshit. I made it better. Because I'm guessing next guy's like, mom or dad? Fuck this guy. Let's make it awesome. I don't got time for mediocre.
You know, honestly, the only thing that can come to mind right now is Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg for a week. What era? Think
I would say,
and also you got to remember, you don't have to die. Even let's say you're in Snoop Dogg's body in like a 1989 week, and he's in high school, and you're like, I'm gonna kill everybody, and you kill everybody, and you get shot, you go back to your body,
right?
So what era of Snoop Dogg would you pick?
92, 93. He's riding on top of the world,
like right before the peak.
Yes,
like just right before the peak. That's a good one.
Everything. Dr. Dre is going around talking about how Doggy Style is going to be the Sgt. Pepper's of hip hop,
which is ironic because Dr. Dre was a fucking nerd in high school. A lot of people don't know that all the members of N.W.A. were fucking nerds in high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's all irony, and Ice Cube is a goddamn show on TBS. Very funny. That's their tagline. That's
He's
why
got a
I
show
said
on TBS.
Yeah, they did. Are We There Yet? The sitcom. It's not awesome.
That's kind of a letdown. I'm an Ice Cube fan.
Are you an Ice Cube fan?
That was back in the day.
I saw Ice
back
Cube
when he was talking about killing people.
Remember
like
that
me.
Corn?
I really enjoyed
Corn
it.
Festival. Was Family Values. I saw Ice Cube at the Family Values tour with Rammstein. No joke. Fucking awesome. I stand by that decision. I mean,
really?
Hands
was
down.
Was that back when he was like dressing, you know, he's like wearing eyeliner
this
and like playing
like
with Korn and shit?
Snoop Dogg?
No, Ice Cube.
Yeah. Wait, why did I mention Snoop Dogg? Oh, okay, the segue of N.W.A. That makes sense, motherfuckers. Fuck you guys. We're in a record store. You don't know shit about Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg replaced Eazy-E on the N.W.A. tour in 99. Fuck all y'all. I know my shit about Ice Cube. Thank you so much for doing this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
PaulMDavis.com.
PaulMDavis.com.
PaulMDavis.com. Have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at Facebook.com/YouMeThemEverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to YouMeThemEverybody.com.